This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and let's not forget about the people hauling the supplies down there to Hurricane Ian region down in there in southwest Florida. Now, we also want to say hello to Felix and the mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers. Appreciate what you're doing. And let's not forget the suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and, of course, also jet fuel. And then we've got our Amazon warehouse people and the Amazon drivers, too. We thank you very much for what you're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. You can also find us on MeWe, on Parler, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, and on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us on those websites, Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Check that out and see what we have to offer. All right. We have got on the line retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Yep, and you are also host of Military Matters.
That's right, the regular video podcast, the newsletter, as well as a Facebook page.
Yep.
Honoring those who serve and have served the nation in military uniform.
Yep. Now, let's get started with the pledge. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag,
of the United, States, of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we had a debate last night. We had Charlie Crist going up against our governor, Ron DeSantis. And personally, I think Charlie Crist got his lunch handed to him by the governor. Charlie just isn't as sharp as he used to be for some reason. And the governor is sharp as a tack. I mean, when he lays down something, it's like, you know, you just want to stand up and start cheering.
Yeah, I think your observation is, as far as between the two, is absolutely right. Governor DeSantis, in his time as governor, has actually gotten better in his ability to message, and the record displays that. And I think, too, Chris, in the time that I followed him, has declined on that. And I think it's a good point. You know, there was a debate last week between Senator Marco Rubio and his challenger, Val Demings. And I think Marco should take notes from what the governor did last night, because notwithstanding that Chris was on the attack, it got almost trying to be ugly sometimes, but the governor, I can't think, stayed away from playing that game and instead reflect on the record and stayed pretty positive with the exception of one zinger, which actually hit home and then he left it. He left it alone. He didn't go down the road, and Chris had to be corrected, honestly, by the moderator on that. Right. But I think that Senator Rubio would be well served if instead of portraying himself as being on the defense against Val Demings, because that wasn't helpful, even though I think he came out on top there, but not nearly to the extent that the governor did. And as you pointed out, I think the polling is reflecting that. He was up 10 percentage points. He didn't lose an iota of support. So we can anticipate that Governor Ron DeSantis is going to be reelected with early voting already in person, already underway.
Right. And I believe you're right, and we'll see. We'll just have to see what happens. Now, in the meantime, there's a very dangerous alliance that's starting to take place here of the president of Venezuela and the emir, or whatever he calls himself, of Iran, have been strengthening. They've been meeting to strengthen ties between the two countries to challenge the United States, and I don't like that combination.
Yeah, Venezuela has always been, and since it turned communist on us, has always been a bit player, but a very significant bit player. You know, the focus continues to be the current axis of evil, which is Iran, Russia, and China. Can't forget any one of the three. You got to keep your eyes on all three. You can't play ball and take on one of them one at a time, because that's not how this game of international affairs is played. You got to play the game against all of them at one time. That's the way it's played, and we're not doing a very good job. We can't seem to focus and walk and chew gum in all the courts that we need to.
No, we're not, and we're fixing to take a break, but I want to tell everybody that when we come back, we're going to talk about our illustrious Attorney General and what the Justice Department did by arresting 13 Chinese nationals and what's going on there, because a lot of people are going, wait a minute, what the heck, what is this? Well, the spies walk amongst us, that's what it is. Hold that thought, Colonel. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan. Of course, Moss Nissan has got a brand new dealership they just opened up in Brooksville, but the reason that people come to Moss Nissan is pretty simple. Moss Family Automotive. All the stores have the same policy. You serve, you save. What that means is all active duty veteran, military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're police, fire, or EMS, and all church pastors, too, get afforded a great deal on the vehicle you're looking at, whether it's pre-owned or brand new. And they take good care of you because they respect what you do. And don't forget, you also get Moss Care. It gives you free oil changes and tire rotation on the car of your choice or truck, whatever the case may be. But their locations, besides the one in Brooksville, Crystal River, Newport Richey at 1954, that's the flagship store. You've also got Nissan and Acura down in Tampa on North Florida Avenue. And, of course, the all-new Moss Nissan located over in Brooksville. Now, they're located right there off Florida State Route 50. You get off the expressway up there. And they're right there maybe, I don't know, 100 yards, if that, to the right. You'll see them. So stop by, check them out, see what they have to offer. And remember, you serve, you save. Tell them the captain sent you, they'll take really good care of you. Really good care of you. Okay, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
And good morning, Captain.
Now, the Justice Department has announced criminal charges against 13 Chinese nationals. They have been accused of trying to unlawfully assert Beijing's influence in the United States.
Yeah, neither you or I are surprised about that. Neither are your listeners on America's Third Watch. And I think we believe that this is the tip of the iceberg. And it's a good thing. It's a long time in coming, but there's more to come on this, and we'll see how this plays out. You know, we know full well that China has not gotten the attention that deserved as being part of the new axis of evil and being the leader, both economically and otherwise, of that axis of evil, ahead of Russia, ahead of Iran. And so we'll see how that plays out. I don't have absolute confidence that the current administration is going to do it with the vigor that's necessary. But nevertheless, this is a good thing, but certainly more ought to be to follow.
Well, in one case, prosecutors allege that two men paid a U.S. law enforcement official thousands of dollars in cash and jewelry for information about an investigation into a Chinese company. Now, the official was working as a double agent with the FBI at the time.
Yeah, well, you and I both know that this Chinese buying of influence has been a long-running thing. It got shielded because we became so preoccupied with Russian collusion, which history is now starting to play out as being second to the real and genuine and much greater threat to our national security by China than that ever was. Not to be ignored, but for sure, we're paying the price for having kept our eye on the ball. And hopefully we'll start to see a turnaround that, and it'll take a Republican Congress after November 8th in the House, and potentially looks like the Senate as well, increasingly. And I don't think that the Biden administration is going to be able to hold off on being forced to do what is right on so many fronts. We can only hope, and hope springs eternal.
Now, wait till you hear this. The men face obstruction of justice and money laundering charges for using Bitcoin to pay for confidential details about witnesses and evidence.
You know, I've got a couple $100 in Bitcoin. I was playing with it just to see how that market goes. It's been up and down, mostly down to late. I don't want anybody to lump me in with that thing. I don't use my couple $100 in Bitcoin to do anything illicit that I can say. But, yeah, that's curious because it does have a certain amount, even still, as it should, of it can't be revealed to the same extent as some other monies. But, yeah, it's worth observation.
Now, meanwhile, in New Jersey, four people, including three alleged Chinese intelligence officers, were charged in a scheme that attempted to recruit U.S. officials to work on China's behalf.
Yeah, they already succeeded in getting the Biden administration by person of Hunter Biden to work on their behalf on many fronts, and I would say secondarily many of the Democratic Party over the last several years. So, yeah, I guess they got run deep. It's like, that Chinese Communist Party outreach in the United States of America has got to go beyond just a couple folks at the top and influence with the Biden crime family. And so, the more the merrier from where the Chinese come from. Can't be satisfied with just owning the Politburo and cementing your hold over there in China. If you're going to be the global leader and overcome the United States of America, this is exactly the sort of thing that you would expect the Chinese to do. What else is new?
Now, U.S. law enforcement officials acknowledge that many of the accused were unlikely to be apprehended, but argued that it was important to charge them to send a message to China amidst its ongoing power struggle with the U.S.
Yeah, we gotta move beyond the messaging. And if we hadn't been asleep at the wheel for so dang long, I think maybe we wouldn't just be talking messages as we are on so many things. at some point you got to say, okay, here's a message, and then it falls on deaf ears. It's kind of like what you noted earlier, where the Saudis and others were laughing behind the backs of our president,
right?
Because it's all about messaging, and there's no substance to it.
Yep.
So at some point, messaging's got to translate into substance.
Yep. Now, finally, seven people allegedly working on behalf of the Chinese government tried to force a U.S. resident to return to China as part of a years-long campaign to silence the opposition. So they were going to kidnap him.
Boy, Captain, one after another, you got these dominoes going on China. You better watch out. You might just have some infiltrated Chinese Communist Party members that got you on their list.
That's possible.
It's so true.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You or me both.
Yes, brother.
All right. Now, we have a new prime minister in the United Kingdom. His name is Rishi Sunak, and he's the former finance minister. He will become Britain's next prime minister today. He'll be sworn in, I believe. And then he's going to replace Liz Truss, who resigned 6 weeks into her tenure. Sunak is the first person of South Asian descent and the first Hindu to lead the UK. At 42, he'll be the youngest prime minister in over 200 years. Now, King Charles will ask Sunak to officially form a government on Tuesday following the transfer of power from Truss, who I believe is meeting with the king right now.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. He's got a tough road to hoe because, you know, one thing this points out, I'll look at the parliamentary systems. I'll say, hey, there's some advantages here. But I tell you what, recent history has borne out that with all the problems that we have here, the parliamentary system anywhere in the world, but particularly in Great Britain, is demonstrated to be a problem because Trump came in, didn't even have time to vet or put together a decent budget. And then so after a record short 6 weeks in office, she was forced to resign after only one day of defiance of not resigning because they couldn't put together the budget. I tell you what, given the economy and everything, if they can't put that together, we're in trouble. So maybe, just maybe, this guy, notwithstanding, he's totally different. It is historic. But maybe he's the guy, the right mind, that can put that on course so they can start to tend to other businesses of state in Great Britain. And maybe we in America can start to work with some consistency with Great Britain.
Colonel, can you stick around for an extra segment?
Yes, I'll be happy to.
All right, well, you hold on. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and also host of the Military Matters Vimeo YouTube broadcast. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An armed teenager broke into a St. Louis high school Monday morning, fatally shooting a teacher and a teenage girl and wounding seven others before being killed in a shootout with police. Speaking at a news conference Monday afternoon, Police Chief Michael Sack.
You know, one of the challenges that law enforcement and employers and others face is individuals who suffer from mental illness. When they're being treated, they're medicated, they could be a normal, productive citizen, holding many different types of employment in the community.
Associate Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on Monday temporarily blocked a grand jury in Georgia from subpoenaing Senator Lindsey Graham over a phone call with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger after the 2020 election. The Chicago Bears beat the New England Patriots on Monday Night Football last night, 33-14. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks very much, Frank Salvato. We appreciate him. He's around every Monday and every Friday, so make sure you tune in for him. UndergroundUSA.com is his website. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I personally have been taking for over 8 years, and the reason I take it is because it works. It's that simple. And if you've got pain, if you've got inflammation, if you've got swelling, things that you can't really control, and you don't want to take the hardcore stuff, this is an all-natural product that has no drugs in it that will work for you, and it'll do the same thing that the other stuff will without having the narcotic effect to your body. So here's the deal. If you want to try a product that's all natural, that has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, to lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got by going right straight to the source, then all you need to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And by doing that, you'll find the Relief Factor. You can order it right there, the 3-week quick start, $19.95. Again, it works for me. Hopefully it will work for you. And if not, they'll just refund you your money. Just tell them you don't want any more after you use the $19.95 3-week quick start. And they won't charge you any more, and away you go. And that's the end of that story, as they like to say. All right, I've got a traffic bulletin here to get out. It is about westbound Gandhi at 275. here in, that would be St. Pete, is open. Eastbound is still closed. So if you're going to get on the Gandy Bridge off 275, westbound Gandy at 275 is open. The eastbound Gandy is closed. I don't know how long that'll be that way, but that's the way it's at the moment. All right, back to our friend, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir. Now, I appreciate everything that you do for God and country, and we had a tremendous event that we were at last Sunday, right?
Yes, it was.
I'm telling you, it was quite entertaining, to say the least.
Yeah, it was. In fact, one of the headline speakers, one of the big draws for me, Senator Ted Cruz right there.
Oh, yeah.
He had an outing on the View this week, which was pretty lively.
Yeah.
But God bless him for having the courage to go before that covenant of witches, huh?
Yeah. You are right. You are absolutely right. Well, Russia is warning that the Ukraine is getting ready to set off a radioactive dirty bomb. Meanwhile, Ukraine is saying, no, it's not us, it's Russia. So what do you think is going on here? I can't believe Ukraine would set off a radioactive bomb near a dam that could collapse and all the water would go down and flood out a bunch of the Ukraine area, plus kill some people if they were still in the area. I can't believe Ukraine would do that to their own people.
And it doesn't help the offensive that they have, which so far is playing out pretty good, which actually lends itself more to the credibility that Russia would, in fact, be behind this.
Right.
We'll play that and see. We don't know. We always suspect that we know what the real truth is there in this Russian invasion of Ukraine, but we always have to wait a day or two or whatever for the evidence to fall out. So far, it's not playing well internationally in this losing effort for the Russians, but nevertheless, it still continues to be a protracted war, and that sort of thing is exactly what would allow Russia, notwithstanding the bad press it would have to do that, to continue at least on the ground to fight, because their ability to win on the ground is quickly falling apart in many other places.
Mm-hmm. Well, this dirty bomb or radioactive dispersal device called an RDD is a conventional explosive laced with radioactive materials. While not as severe as a nuclear blast, the dirty bomb could disperse radioactive material over a broad area.
Yeah, and illegal, of course, but not that matters to Vladimir Putin or ever has mattered in the history of mankind. What's legal or illegal? All that's decided after the war's end. Increasingly, you know, I've spoken before. I says, well, Vladimir Putin will never be tried for war crimes because eventually it'll end. Under what circumstances, we don't know. We do that. It does look like a protected war, but increasingly it looks like it's an absolute necessity at some point for Vladimir Putin to have to face some kind of war crimes. And I think ultimately the folks that will bring that about will have to be from within Russia, because I don't think the international community is going to have the ability or the wherewithal to make that happen. But that's just me kind of getting out ahead of things, because right now we've got a protracted war ongoing, and it's day to day, week to week, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay, well, we're going to take a caller here, so let me see. Good morning, Bagab and Bob. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Okay. I was wondering, the colonel, all the weapons that we're shipping over to the Ukraine, particularly the small arms weapons, like maybe the Javelin or some of the other things, could these get in the wrong hands of terrorists and eventually even conceivably be circulated back to the United States via the southern route? And I guess that's it, Captain.
All right. Go ahead, Colonel.
His concern was legitimate. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
We haven't done in our rush to continue to send arms that are, quite honestly, has led us to determine that all of our services, every last one of them, with the exception of the Marine Corps, is rated as weak or very weak. And that's a large part of it. It was just javelins and key weapons like that, but it was artillery rounds, those things like that. And we're doing it without thinking about it. At one, at the expense of our economy. Two, at the expense of our own national security. So we're not being very thoughtful on that. And, boy, somebody's got to mind to store those things as well. So he's right. And the fear that, some of these things, because we haven't done a good job, we don't have accountability. God bless Ukraine. God bless Zelensky and their efforts to win the war. We want them to win. But nevertheless, their ability, because they're in the midst of fighting a war, I don't say that they're channeling the terrorists. I don't believe that for a minute. But a lot of that is exactly occurring. And in the long run, that may play against Zelensky because, Lord, we don't want 10 years from now Zelensky having to fight insurgents and all that. It's like shades of Iraq where you have Saddam loyalists and ISIS and other folks, and we're still fighting those cats in Iraq. We, the United States of America. So we got to learn from history, and eventually we've got to account for these things and quit paying the price for our own national security readiness, which unfortunately we are in a big way, a tragic way.
Well, Americans are most concerned about rising inflation, with polls showing that Americans trust Republicans the most when dealing with the economy. Democrats had previously attempted to make abortion the key issue. Still, the strategy is struggling weeks before the midterms, prompting legacy media outlets to publish articles like how abortion rights and the economy are linked. I didn't know they were.
Oh, but you're using that dirty word, inflation. I thought it was cost of living, Captain.
Right. Yep.
Yes. To the telling mind, I have a hard time discerning what the heck that means. But if Nancy Pelosi in her moments of illucidity, and I don't know what state of mind she's in. I'm through guessing. But she apparently thinks that Americans can be fooled into seeing some kind of distinction there. I don't know.
Well, that's all true. Now, of course, the surge that we're seeing right now with Governor DeSantis, which is really good, is being buoyed by the Latinos, which DeSantis could become the first Republican candidate for governor to actually win Miami-Dade County in over 20 years.
Yeah, that's pretty astounding. I mean, a lot of things, and even the left-leaning media has got to wake up to this. But it's gotten to the point now where, and this is a good news story, where a lot of these bigger races, now folks can start to focus on and spend more time and energy here in the couple weeks for November 8th on a lot of the local elections and matters right there, because in the end, we can't buttress conservatism in our country unless we fight the battle as the Democrats have done with some success in the past, and now we got to master that game. It's going to be one from the ground to the top.
All right, Colonel, I'll let you go, and I will talk to you on Thursday morning. Have a great day.
All right, see you then, Captain.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, that's our good friend, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Military Matters, check that out. I'll be back with more.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. And don't forget, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, for you folks listening to me around the countryside, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Find out what they've got, because they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs here in the local area. They just might have something that you might need. Maybe you want some new blinds. Maybe you want some new shutters. Maybe you want some, some new shades. Or you need some parts. They can probably help you out. So, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Number again, 941-922-2345. All right, again, for the traffic, for the people out there, St. Pete, traffic-wise, Westbound Gandhi at 275 is open, but eastbound Gandhi is still closed there at 275. And apparently it will be for a little while. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind in your travels right now. If you're coming up 275, you will not be able to get off and go eastbound on Gandhi. So you're going to have to go around either the Mid Bay Bridge or up to Howard Franklin, whichever one works. And I'm sure there's going to be a traffic jam over there, no matter how you go. I'm sure there is, because that's over there by where I live. So guess what? Fun times are about to happen for me, too, in a little bit. Oh, boy. Well, you know, you can't help but wonder what the heck is going to happen in the Ukraine with all the finger-pointing and the possibility of a dirty bomb, and Russia says, it's not me, it's not them, and Ukraine says, it's not us either, but yet, why would you believe anybody at this present time? Obviously, there's a dam there, and if they take that dam out, God forbid, it's going to flood. It's going to, if anybody's left behind, they're going to drown because of the wall of water is going to come at them. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And again, the rules of engagement, if you want to call it rules of war, which I guess you can, civilian targets and things like a dam, which is going to destroy homes and maybe kill civilians in the process, that's just taboo. You don't do it. But then again, somebody seems to think it's okay. However, the somebody that seems to think it's okay is not paying attention to a little common sense here and what could happen as they move along. All right, let's see here. I got an update on the traffic down there in St. Pete. Westbound lanes are open at Gandhi right now. Westbound lanes are open at Gandhi under 275. Some eastbound traffic is getting through. It's probably the traffic that's coming up on, maybe somebody got over on 4th Street and came up that way. Came around all of it, which is what I was thinking I was going to have to do. So right now, westbound lanes are open in St. Pete at Gandhi and under 275, some eastbound traffic is getting through. Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's obviously going to be a mess for a while. These things happen and you shake your head and you go, oh boy. Now, before we have to go, a couple things. A Miami judge approved a motion to dismiss an elections fraud case brought by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' election crimes unit. The state had charged Robert Wood and 19 other people with election fraud in August after a state roundup by the election crimes unit, which is a new body that the governor put together in an effort to clean up the voter rolls and charge those who have violated election laws. Now, Wood was convicted of second-degree murder back in 1991, making him ineligible to vote under state law. And somebody somehow got him to where he could vote again, even though he wasn't supposed to. So, checking on it to see how that happened, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more investigative work coming up as well. Now, did you hear about former President Trump? And he took aim at our governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, over the weekend in a post on his social media site, True Social. The post is the latest sign of competition between the former president, who continues to publicly flirt with a 2024 run for a second term as president. and the Republican governor, who is widely seen as Trump's potential political heir. Now, big mistake, Trump posted, linking it to a report that DeSantis endorsed a Republican Senate candidate who told CNN he would actively campaign against Trump if he ran in 2024. Now, in the CNN interview, Joe O'Day, who hopes to unseat Senator Michael Bennett, Democrat in Ohio, in the midterm election, pointed to DeSantis as another prime candidate for president. Now, registered Republicans favor DeSantis over Trump to guide the future of the party by a margin of about 8 points. This is according to an ABC News Ipsos poll. DeSantis recently endorsed O'Day, a leader who knows how to fight and get results, adding that he is not a career politician, but he's focused on building the wall and cracking down on crime. And we'll see how all that works out. By the way, the border crisis here that we're having with Mexico is impacting the entire Western world. Isn't that something? The entire Western world. Wow. Again, unbelievable how these things continue to work out the way they do. Now, I'm going to be again at Mission Barbecue today, and I will be there from 11:30 to 1:30. Stop by and have a great lunch or an iced tea or whatever. Converse with us and the gang. We'll talk about all sorts of things. It's never, you know, limited to one subject. And it's quite the time that we have there, talking about all sorts of stuff. We got plenty to talk about today, I'll guarantee you that one. So, there you go. And don't forget that here in the Captain's America Third Watch, it's all about America. It's all about we the people. It's all about what we the people, can do to take our country back from those that stole it. Now's the chance to do something. Remember, we vote in 14 days from today. 14 days we vote. And if you're going to cast an absentee ballot, after you do that, take the ballot to the Supervisor of Elections office and hand it to them. That way you know it got there. You won't have any problems thinking about, well, geez, I wonder if they got my vote or not. You'll know. That's how you do it. That's what I did. That's what you should do. All right, I hear the music. That means it's time to wrap it up and another great day of radio excellence. Where have I heard that before? Somebody used to say that. But anyway, I'll be back. I'll be back. Tonight. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Stay warm. Going to be a nice day down here. And stay out of the snow if you got to drive through it up there. Do be so careful, folks. All right. God bless America. I'll see you tonight.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.